The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in the 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. The other day I heard a story from somebody. This person was had a partner, and she started Zen meditation and going to the Zen center once a week. And her partner was not pleased and said, "Why do you have to go to this place? I can sit and look at the four walls here anytime I want." Partner wasn't well and was quite resentful about this matter. And every time she'd go to the Zen center, her partner gave her a bad time when she got home. So the lady goes to ask her teacher, "What should I do about this?" And he says, "Tell her she can suffer or she can get used to it." This was miraculous. It worked, and harmony reigned, and the one who hadn't wanted to go, hadn't wanted to, meditate, went off to another Zen temple, began to meditate, and actually got even more enthusiastic than the first one. So that little teaching, that really concise, straight to the point, clear, unmistakable little piece of teaching really helped. She can suffer or she can get used to it. And after I heard this little story, I've kept thinking this, any time I'd get impatient or fed up about something, I'd think, well, I can suffer or I can get used to it. And this is really helpful, really helpful. But then I thought about it further. I can get used to it. In this context means I can accept it. And it puts things in perspective. I can accept the things that come my way. I can suffer or I can accept them. I can get upset or I can simply accept things as they are in all their warty glory. But acceptance is not quite the same thing as getting used to something. It's actually quite different when you look at it more closely. It goes a lot deeper. And it has to be applied with compassion. You can get used to just about anything, and it can be kind of a negative thing sometimes. Like resignation, you can get used to something that's harmful. And that's not necessarily a good thing. To get used to a destructive relationship or a really bad work situation and then just kind of go on and on and on and not doing something may not be the best thing. Accepting something and endeavoring to change it or do something about it, or if you can't do something about it, to see it with compassion and true acceptance, is it has a different feel, it's different. Getting used to the horrible things that happen in the world. We don't want to get too used to the dreadful things that happen. You can get kind of blunted. And you can get kind of indifferent. If over and over and over again you see these terrible things happening on the news, you can start to think, oh God, not again. And it starts to become a blur. And you don't want to get too used to those kinds of things. Otherwise we kind of cut ourselves off from people, because we are actually not separate from either the people who have terrible things happen to them or the people who do the things. We're not that different, actually. And to kind of cut ourselves off, is not what we want to do. But looking at the news, and seeing those things, we can offer merit. We don't have to drown in suffering, but we can offer merit and practice acceptance because these things do happen. They don't just go away because you don't want to look at them. To accept them, to see them, and to see something beyond them, not to drown in the immediacy of the suffering. It seems to be endless. But just have faith in something that's beyond the immediate thing. The true acceptance is not the same as just getting used to something. It is seeing beyond that. So, I can suffer or I can accept it is excellent advice. And again, when there's terrible conditions, it's pretty hard to say, well, you can suffer or you can accept it, you know, to somebody who has no food or is in danger of their life. That's not what's intended. You have to apply it with kindness and compassion. There are people who do find compassion and acceptance in the midst of horrible suffering, terrible things happening. And if we should find ourselves in such a situation, we would hope we could find compassion and acceptance too, but you can't expect that of another person. You can't hold people to that or judge people if they cannot find perfect acceptance in the midst of, you know, their children starving and this kind of thing. It's not the intention. There has to be compassion in all our endeavors to find acceptance. And in our own lives and our training, in our own little ways, there are many things we're trying to accept, all the little things, difficulties, not getting what we want, getting what we don't want, other people not being the way we'd like them to be, or not doing what we want them to do, loss, illness, old age, death, all things to accept, nice cheerful prospect. And then there's us. You know, our shortcomings, our failures, our faults, our mistakes of the past, the things we've done and all that. To accept all these, we're working on acceptance of all of these things and with kindness and with compassion. And again, acceptance is not the same as getting used to something. Because in our training, we're trying to practice acceptance of everything, all acceptance is the key that unlocks the gateless gate. But we're also trying to practice getting unused to things, not getting used to things, but getting unused to things rather than getting used to them. We're trying to get a little bit unused to all the good things of our lives, our comfort, security, having enough to eat, comparative wealth, reasonable health if we're lucky, the love of our friends and our families, all the good things that we have in our lives. We could get a little bit less used to these things. Doesn't mean we have to give them all up or that there's anything wrong with them. They're fine. It's just not to take them for granted, to be a little less used to them, to be grateful for these things, to be grateful for good health, having enough to eat and a roof over our head and not being at war. There's a lot to be grateful for, actually. And not to be completely used to them or think we have a right to all these things. You know, nothing lasts forever. All these things we have, any of them can be gone at any time. They're all impermanent. None of them is a source of permanent happiness or refuge, which is why we're training. They can't be the basis of our happiness or our peace of mind. So we try to get unused to them a little bit, to relinquish our grip a little bit, to not take them for granted and be grateful for all the things we have in our lives that are beneficial. And, excuse me, to try to be a little more grateful for things that are not so welcome. We're trying to get unused to ourselves, but kindly, to get unused to our habitual patterns of selfishness and greed and anger and delusion and all that. We've been used to behaving in certain ways. We've been used to thinking in certain ways and responding in certain ways. And to get a little bit unused to them kind of digs a little bit at that habit, that pattern. Behaving in certain ways, wanting certain things, and seeing everything as kind of revolving around us, me and what I want and don't want. And now as we're training, we're trying to see more clearly how we do these things, how we get used to behaving in certain ways, and I become a little more unused to them, a little bit less used to going along the usual channels, but to kind of divert us a little bit or dig us up a little bit, to see more clearly how we react to things, how we see things, to recognize the filter of self that we see through, that we look through. It's hard to recognize the filter, it's hard to see it because we're looking right through it, because it colors everything with that color. We don't really know it's there until we sit still and then maybe think or see, oh, I seem to be leaving something of a wake. I wonder why that is, you know. Or that person doesn't seem to be responding in the cheerful, friendly way I would have liked. I wonder why. Or, you know, just the things that come up, we realize that actually we're not the sweet, innocent, lovely people we thought we might be, but actually we're a little crabbier, more selfish, mean, and mean-spirited than we thought. And to see these things, to see those little uncomfortable things about ourselves, to get unused to our habitual ways of doing things, to see our blind spots. Hard to see a blind spot because it's a blind spot, but sometimes we do get it in the teeth of all reason. To recognize our views and opinions as just views and opinions and not ultimate truth. This is hard to do. Getting unused to our opinions is not easy. Getting unused to our habitual ways of thinking and being while accepting ourselves as we are is a delicate balance, because we have to do it with kindness. We can't just give ourselves a bad time about everything, you know. We have to practice kindness to see the filters, the blind spots, the faults and shortcomings, and to try to see why we're like this, you know. At least to see how it works as best we can. To practice awareness, to be willing to see our faults and mistakes, again with compassion and kindness, not just harsh judgment. Getting unused to our idea of being a self. This is really hard to uproot. It's the hardest thing, this idea of being a me. To get unused to being a me is really hard, because it's so fundamental, this view of myself, because it feels so real. And we see everything in terms of this self. And most of the time we don't even recognize it because it's so all-pervading. But sometimes we do. Again, in the teeth of all odds, we recognize that I'm just seeing everything in terms of this little me, and actually it may not be the be-all and the end-all of everything. And we can weaken this view in little ways and sometimes in big ways. And one small way of weakening this view of being a self is when we don't like something and we say, ah, I can suffer or I can accept it. I don't have to have it all my way. I may even be completely wrong about something or even about it, just about everything. To get unused again to our habitual ways of being, to see with a fresh view. Buddhism is really radical. It gets to the fundamental root of the way we see and perceive things, the way we make sense of our world. Or make sense of our lives and the way we are. You know, it really gets to the root of that. And as we train, we do see things in new ways. We do see ourselves in new ways, and we do change. We are digging up that root in our little way, with our little trowel here. We see things in new ways. We see sometimes the bigger picture, or just a wider view than me and my stuff. We can change. We can get unused to our old ways of doing and seeing and thinking and speaking. It's not always comfortable, but it is liberating to know that we can and do change, that we are not stuck with our karma, our karmic ways of doing things. We have help. We have all the help we need. We can ask for the help of the Buddhas and ancestors, of Manjusri, of Samantabhadra, of Kamsayama, anybody who will help us, we will go to anybody, to ask for help in changing ourselves, changing our lives in the ways in which we see and do things, to get unused again to the way we think. Manjusri, Bodhisattva of meditation and wisdom, sitting on the beast of self. Self hasn't gone away, it's there, it's awake, and Manjusri sits still on that self that wants to do things in its own familiar ways. And Manjusri transcends that beast. He sees more clearly. He has a longer view, because the beast down here, Manjusri, sitting a little higher up, he can see a little further. And he's sitting still. Through meditation, sitting still, and allowing ourselves to see more clearly, we do begin to find wisdom. It's new sometimes to us. And wisdom is not something that's solid and static or something that we have that's ours. It's something that flows through us. It's liquid, it's fluid, it's bigger than we are, and a heck of a lot wiser than we are, which is a very good thing, or than we will ever be. And we will never quite get used to it. So that is our little talk for the day about getting unused to things. Thank you.